somewhere along the line here, you were awarded a contract in China.
Yes.
Let's talk about that, how that came about.
The contract came about because the Chinese government contacted us in Tulsa because they had in the Tarim Basin, a huge basin in China, 9 blowouts, still blowing at one time, wells on fire. One of them was really bad. It had been 9 years blowing out and on fire, and the Chinese kept everything very quiet. So we didn't know that. And it wasn't our business anyway. It was theirs. But they said, you have a reputation of good people, the best in the business for unusual things. We had been called to Canada to do the same thing up by the North Pole, where a well was on fire and it was under the ice. We sent our key guys up there and they controlled it. China heard about that, so they wanted us to send people over there to contain these blowouts in these wells in the Tarim Basin. And we did. We did. And I just admired the heck of our people.
I believe another first for your company, first American land drilling company to work in China.
And in Russia, in several places.
Because of the culture in China, was that an issue at all?
No, no problem. All over the world are good people. Language is not the barrier, people think. We only speak English, and I don't speak that well. But the Chinese came over here, we went over there, so we're talking about management, and you get where you trust each other. We took them down to this ranch we have in Texas and had them ride horses and all that, but those little things make friends. We didn't have parties, so you stay away from alcohol. You do everything you can to develop real friendships, and we did that. They liked it. They created a company called Great Wall Drilling Company and put us in charge of it. We've been in China for a long time. Never has been that big a success for us because they have their own rigs and they have their own company. They don't really need. In other words, we do best when they need you, and they needed us on the blowouts.
Then when the blowouts were contained, then they didn't need you as much.
Not as much, but they kept us drilling some of their offshore stuff on platforms there with their rigs, kind of a labor contract.
There were other countries, New Zealand, Somalia, Sudan.
Yeah, just a place where there was oil and they needed some drilling, and we were asked to come in there. Of all those countries, the real booms are still where the oil is. And the ones you're drilling most are where the oil is. You drill and move out. Well, we don't stay. But your big oil is around the Caspian Sea. That's where we're drilling now. We were in Saudi Arabia for a while, and we're now up around the Caspian Sea. And that's our biggest operations, both in the country of Kazakhstan, and then we're drilling out on what's called the Sakhalin Islands. That's for Exxon, and that's Russia. Been there for several years. And again, new technology. No one's ever done it before.
Tell me, Helmerich & Payne, they build rigs. What's the difference between your companies?
Well, first of all, they're a first-class company. Good people. And I live next door to the Helmerichs. All of our life we have. Good kids, good company, well run. There is a difference. At this stage of the game, they're much larger. We chose to reduce the size of our company and go with new rigs. And then this year, they've added about 100 rigs or so to their, so they're a very large company. And they're not in the areas we're in. We're not on land, U.S. We're overseas on land, and we're in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, the on land U.S. market, unfortunately, right now, has collapsed. And that's their main market. They protect themselves well. They do an excellent job. But we're not here. We don't compete with them here. They're big in Venezuela. Remember when we sold out, we never did go back. They got problems there. We all have problems somewhere. Mm-hmm. But Helmerich & Payne is not anywhere like in Kazakhstan, not anywhere where Parker is. They've chosen more domestic type of drilling, new ideas, new rigs, good people, well-run company. And they have a lot of things besides drilling rigs. Remember, it's a broad company.
So it's essentially the same kind of service.
Yes.
All these years have
all
been the same.
Years.
And
that's
then
right.
You've just gone off in different directions.
That's exactly right. They're good people.
And you've developed your own rigs. They develop their own
rigs. Absolutely.
And technology they develop is for them. And you've obviously done that down through the years for your own company.
That's right.
Back to the Great Wall Drilling Company. That was owned by the country of China.
Yes.
So then you and your people were involved with government people over there.
Yes, lots of them. Oh, yes. And they were fine. No problem there. Where we split up or broke apart, it was good feelings. They wanted to become worldwide. Great Wall did. They wanted to be in Kazakhstan. They wanted to be in these same areas we're in. They wanted us to, in effect, help them become our competitor. They didn't think like we think. We explained to them that really wasn't a good deal, and they felt differently. So we said, well, why don't you run your company? We'll run ours. And that's why we separated from Great Wall. Now, we're still in China, but just as Parker, we're still separate.
Mao Zedong was in power.
Yep.
Did he even know what was going on?
Yes, he did. I only met him once, and it was at one of those ceremonies you go to. The thing that he admired most, old age. They highly respected old age. So I got a big kick out of my son. They'd just laugh at him. He's too young. So one of the few places in the world where it's good to be old.